One plan up for discussion tonight would limit the senior citizen sales tax exemption to low-income seniors. Another would replace the exemption with a rebate. A third would raise the cap on taxable purchases to $5,000. And then there's also a plan to remove the sales tax exemption for nonprofit organizations. City Finance Director Jay Sweeney calls them options.
All of them have advantages. Some of them have drawbacks.
Sweeney says some of the options on the assembly table will affect parts of Sitka in different ways. For example, the plan to raise the sales tax cap from $1,000 to $5,000 could have a direct impact on fuel purchased by commercial fishing boats, on commercial rental properties, and on other segments of the community that have regular big-ticket purchases. And while Sweeney says he always favors options that don't require a lot of extra staff time to implement, he's very careful not to advocate for anything specifically.
It's the assemblies and the citizens' wisdom to come up with a balance in what they're willing to pay for in terms of the voluntary taxation they put on themselves and the level of services and infrastructure that they wish to have.
City officials have hoped that the changes to the sales tax structure will bring in extra money. Sales taxes represent more than $8 million a year to Sitka. That's about a third of the general fund budget. How much revenue the changes generate will depend on the final form they take after the assembly does its work. But for example, the plan to replace the senior citizen tax exemption with a $300 rebate could bring in about $300,000. It's harder to know what raising the sales tax cap would generate. The city does not require merchants to keep data on large sales, so there's nothing from which to draw any conclusions. The plans have met with a skeptical public and likely will again on Tuesday night. Already, the assembly's agenda packet includes email messages from several residents. They say the city is balancing its budget on the backs of a vulnerable population, and that the conversation so far has not included enough hard facts, relying instead on anecdotal examples of abuse in the system. And those who have spoken out publicly have said that the city needs to tighten its belt. Sweeney says City Hall has grown by 7.75 employees in the last decade, mostly in public works. And that, he says, points to a larger issue, the city's aging infrastructure.
This problem didn't spring on us this year, and I think that's a point that I really want to emphasize. This problem just didn't spring on us and jump out of the blue and come up and bite us on the toe this year. This problem has been building for multiple years. And I think the municipality is lucky to have the team it has in City Hall right now because we have the right combinations, in my opinion, of skills necessary to find a workable solution to a pretty difficult problem.
Sweeney says that Sitka has for many years been the beneficiary of federal and state dollars that have established enough infrastructure for a town much larger than Sitka's 8,800 people. But that level of complexity is necessary, he says, because Sitka is an isolated community. Also necessary, Sweeney says, is a plan to take care of that infrastructure. And as it begins to crumble, in some cases literally, Sweeney points to a major loss of federal funding, the Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act, which has sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to Sitka, not only for its schools, but for its roads, too.
To use a hackneyed phrase, it's a perfect storm of multiple problematic infrastructure requirements, from decaying harbors to potholed roads to a hospital roof, all coming together at the same time when we're losing our federal revenue sources.
The Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act is up for reauthorization in Congress, but most who are studying the bill say that it is far from certain that it will, in fact, get reauthorized. The City Assembly, with input from the public, will have to make difficult decisions in the weeks ahead, not only on whether to change the city's tax structure, but also on where to cut the budget. Whether that happens by paring down the municipal workforce will be a conversation that's held later. But Sweeney says the staff is not excessive.
If there is a decision to reduce the municipal workforce, something won't happen. Something won't get done. And so it comes back to that question of what is the scope and the complexity of local municipal services you want. If you're willing to agree that you will do without then yes, the municipal workforce can be trimmed back.
That conversation about what size of government Sitkins are willing to have and what services they might be willing to give up will likely play into Tuesday night's conversation about sales taxes and whether raising more money from them is an option the Assembly wants to pursue.